Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Make money fast, make money slow. Make money fast, make money slow. Which one's the best way? Well, of course, making money fast, right? Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back. We're on fire this week. It's only Monday, and we are already on the third show of the day. I think I'm feeling a little frisky this week, getting some great content out. It's got to get this stuff out, man. I was thinking today. Well, actually, I was thinking last night. It's dangerous when I start thinking. Father's Day evening, I'm just kind of hanging out with the fam, and the kids went out. We went out for ice cream, and I started just thinking, daydreaming, like, what if I get hit by a bus tomorrow? All this content, all this stuff I got in my head, I got to get it out. I got to get it out. Amazing what you think when you're out getting ice cream with the kids, right? You probably don't think about getting hit by a bus when you're out getting ice cream with the kids. I don't always think about it, but in all seriousness, this is a big week. This is moving week for you. This is the week that you make the decision that, hey, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get after it. I don't care what it looks like. It's going to be messy, going to be sloppy. It's not going to be perfect, but I'm going to get it out. You know, I'm going to get this stuff out, this message I got inside. So I get asked all the time, hey, I got to make money. What? How do you make money fast? How did you do it? Well, I'll tell you how I didn't do it. I didn't do it fast. It was messy, man. I remember I was sitting at a coffee shop when I first wanted to launch Every Day is Saturday. It was 2005. I just filed bankruptcy. And I remember the trustee telling me, don't you ever try to launch a business. You don't know what you're doing. Something along. Like basically saying, look, dude, you went for it. You bought a franchise. You fumbled the ball big time. Now you're broke. Just try not to do anything too crazy, too quick. Don't try to be an entrepreneur. I know you got big dreams. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. Thanks. As soon as I got out of there, I went and met two guys at a coffee shop and started designing everydayisaturday.com. And it's funny, man, because back in the day, had there been ClickFunnels or lead pages or anything like that, I'd have been up and running for less than $100 and had a great site. I spent $3,000 designing my website. You might be asking, how did you have $3,000? You were bankrupt. Well, when I was making cash, my bankruptcy repayment, what was it, $400 every 2 weeks? So it was $800 a month for 3 years. Man, that's a lot of money coming out. So I was in sales, though. So you know what that did, though? It gave me a sense of urgency that I had to go sell something to pay the government back this repayment plan under Chapter 13 and feed my family of five, which I just had my daughter, Paigey, was about a week old at the time. She was born October 5th. I filed bankruptcy October 11th. Funny how you remember dates, right, that were really turning points in your life. And so I had to make money to pay all that and reinvest in a website. So I figured I didn't have a credit card anyway to pay these guys. I had to make some jack. And guess what? I did. I sold. I sold more than I've ever sold in my life. My base salary was $39,000. And then it was commission and bonus after that. You know, side note, what I was making before I quit my job, over $100,000. Salary. And I had stock options and all this stuff, but I was miserable, flat out miserable. No way to describe it. I remember looking out my window thinking, I'm in charge of 80 some people. They're all looking for me to lead, and I hate what I'm doing. I mean, imagine the pressure that you go into work every day and you don't even like what you're doing, and everybody's looking to you to be the leader. I just felt inauthentic. I felt like I was stealing money from the company. I felt like people were looking for me to lead, and I don't even want to lead, let alone be in the company at all, you know? So, yeah, I gave up that six-figure salary, but man, when you gain freedom and you understand who you are, and you're unapologetically who you are, there is so much power. You want to have power? Go for your dream. You want to not have power? You want to have it siphoned out of you every single day? Then go work for somebody else doing something you don't want to do. Or just go do anything you don't want to do, period, you know? And so I remember I had to pay these guys $3,000. They wanted a deposit down. I think it was 10%. So I could come up with $300. That came out of my paycheck. That's fine. But then I had to come up with $2,700 by the time they were done designing the site. And I figured it'd take like you know, 90 days, 3-4 months, whatever it was. So I think a couple times I actually loved the design they gave me, but I'm like, yeah, maybe we can change this font. I don't even know what font is. I don't know, Helvetica from Times New Roman. I didn't even care. I'm just trying to buy time, you know? Oh, okay, yeah, no, that's a really good idea. It wasn't a good idea, but I think they were just placating me. So anyway, I bought the site from them. They designed it. We went live, everydaysaturday.com. Cost me $3,000. Had a professional photo shoot done, all that good stuff. And that was a slow way, a very slow way to earn income. Now, if I could give myself advice, and I was just starting now, I would say get clear on your message. You don't need to be crystal clear. You just got to have an idea of where you're going. So, A, start putting value in you, who you are, the message that you have, and don't look around to society. Don't let the world tell you who you should be. You know who you should be. You already know who you should be. That's the gift we all have. We all know who we are. We all know our experience, good, bad, all of the stuff in between, all the messy crap that nobody knows about, that has, to this point, built who we are. So go with that, you know? And know that you've got a message and you've got some way to help somebody else. That's all I would need. That's all the advice I would need right now. I didn't have any advice back then. I was just flying blind. I was hanging around corporate slaves going nowhere, just complaining about their job. And I'm thinking, guys, why are you complaining? Get out of the job. But then I knew they couldn't get out of the job because they were beholden to that paycheck, you know? And if I could just shake these people, but you can't. You can't shake most people out of a slumber. I'm telling you, they're dead at the age of 25. It just takes 50 years to bury them. You know who I'm talking about? Does somebody come to mind? Of course. Maybe that's you right now, and that's why you're plugged into the podcast. You need to be that individual. Say, hey, look, you can do it. You know, I believe you. Here's the thing. I know you can do it. I know if you're listening to this show, you got a dream. If you're listening to this show, you got a pulse. I mean, I don't know any other shows that you listen to, or I don't really care about anybody else. I care about you. All right, you and this podcast. The reason you're plugged in is because you have some sense of hope, like you've got actual hope. So the advice I would give to myself, if I want to make money quicker than normal, is to bet on myself. I'm a betting man. I'm a betting man, and I would bet on myself. And I would flip it to you and saying, look, if there's anybody that you would bet on, it would be you. What's the main reason you wouldn't bet on yourself? Give me a reason why you wouldn't bet on yourself. Confidence. That's the only reason. That's the only, you don't believe. You don't have the belief. Well, how do you get belief? Well, let's go back to the momentum code that I teach on all the time. First thing is vision. Big vision. Big vision. Not, you know, someday, one day kind of vision. No, this vision about what it is you want to do. For me, that vision always looked like being on a stage. Just speaking from stage and empowering, inspiring, and motivating people. But I had to get away from the individuals I was hanging around, or else it was never ever going to happen, because nobody dreamed as big as I dreamed. Nobody took action on it, which is the second step. Big vision, big action. Big vision, big action yields big results, you know, and then you get to the big belief. So if you want belief, that's the fourth step in the momentum code of creating momentum. That's step number four. Step number one is vision. Step number two is action. Step number three is results, because once you have results, now you got belief. But how would you do that if you've got, you know, limited amount of money, or you've got zero experience? You don't need the experience, man. You just need somebody that can teach you where the bridge is out ahead. That's why I'm always making that call. Go to Launch with Sam, Launch with Sam, Launch with Sam. That's why I'm always saying it, because there's going to be somebody that takes action this week, goes there, sets an appointment. We get on the phone. I call you from my cell phone, and you start to believe. Because once you believe, you're dangerous. You're dangerous to everybody in a positive way. So if you want to make money, more money in your first year, here's my suggestion. Monetize what it is that you already know how to do. Because once you create, and there's only a few things to create. It's either an ebook, an audio, a video, but that's just to get the names, the emails, people watching you. Creating a lead magnet, as we call it, is very easy to do. But then you become dangerous in the sense you start selling your consulting, which I think is the greatest industry in the world when done ethically. Okay, you drive value. People start to know who you are. You start telling everybody in your sphere of influence, online and offline, what it is that you're passionate about. And then people become interested. You know what people don't become interested in? Going to the job Monday. Weekend went too fast. Wednesday's hump day. TGIF. Nobody becomes interested in anybody that says TGIF. Nobody. Nobody. Except the same lemmings who are saying the same thing, but they're not really interested. They're just like, hey, TGIF, let's give it a heart, let's give it a like, you know? You become interesting when you start telling people about your dream. That's when you become interesting, all right? And you become even more interesting when you tell people about your dream backed up with how you can help them get to that same level. That's pretty good, right? But if you don't have the confidence and you don't have the belief, then you don't have an engine on that train and it ain't ever leaving the station, you know? So you can make money fast, you can make money slow. Making money slow would be like blogging, okay? That is a slow road to China, my friend. That is a slow road. That's 2-3 years of content and writing and writing and minimal traffic and trying to game the search engines and writing keyword-friendly long-tail titles out there. Now, I'm not saying it can't happen. Of course it can. There's million-dollar bloggers out there, but that is a long haul. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I could not commit to blogging. I've tried it so many times. I'm going to be a blogger. I'm going to be a blogger. Because I love to write, but I don't like to write every day. And I don't want to figure out long tail keywords that go to an affiliate promo or something that I've got. I want to be a speaker. I want to create digital audio. This is so easy. I create these audios on my phone, like you know. I upload them to iTunes. Boom, they're good. There's an audio revolution happening. I sent this out to my email list. I might have talked about it last week. There is an audio revolution happening. This is how so many people are consuming their content right now via iTunes, Spotify, the TuneIn app, Google Play, all of that. Mainly iTunes. Spotify a close second. But if you have the confidence to share what you're passionate about, people will take notice. And when people take notice, now they're like, hey, what else do you do? Oh, well, I can speak to your group, your organization, or here's some business service that I provide. If you would like to know more, let's connect and I can share it with you. I mean, look, getting a bunch of Instagram followers is cool, but nobody buys. Getting a bunch of people following you on Facebook is cool, but nobody buys. I mean, you'd have to have so many followers because the number of followers is not the name of the game. It's the number of quality followers, people listening, people who digest this right here, audios that you're listening to right now. You're a qualified buyer. And then when you create that same content, people want to follow you. They want your advice. They want to get unstuck. They want to alleviate that pain. You, my friend, yes, I'm talking to you right now, must have the confidence. Even if it's not as great as it needs to be, that's okay. You'll build that. Just have enough belief in yourself. Like Sam Crowley back in 2005, looking at a Chapter 13 bankruptcy right down the barrel, had the audacity to go meet two guys at a coffee shop to start building the EverydaySaturday.com website that I didn't even own. I had to go get from a guy named John Mix in Oregon who was 70-some years old that sold it to me for $100, the domain name. I will be eternally grateful to that gentleman for selling me that domain name at the time. I don't know what EverydaySaturday.com is worth today, but I got to think it's worth more than $100. You know, I got to think that. All because I met a couple guys at a coffee shop right out of my meeting with a bankruptcy trustee. That's audacity. That's belief. That's having just enough confidence to be dangerous. And that's how you make money fast. Because when I launched that site, I had to go. I had to hit the go button. And within a year, not even, within a few months, I was booked to speak here locally. And then I got booked to speak. You guys, if you haven't heard that story, it's the Hawaii event where I spoke and got the $25,000 keynote. Plus sold $150,000 in coaching, and I was off and running fresh out of a bankruptcy. Here's the message. Listen, I'm about to end this, okay? If I can do it, you can do it, okay? If I can do it scared, I mean, I was like a kitty in a lightning storm, man. I mean, I was scared. But you know what I didn't do? Go hide in the corner. You know what I didn't do? Listen to everybody at a job saying, you can't do that. Every day is Saturday. You're in a cubicle. Blah, 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 blah. I didn't listen to any of that crap. I didn't listen to that. That's a dream-stealing talk. I listened to that little like internal compass inside my heart. Ba-boom, ba-boom. Things beat, man. Come on. Boom, ba-boom. You can do it. Look, if I can do it, Sam Crowley, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. But you got to go. I'd love to help you. Go to launchwithsam.com. Let's talk. I would love to show you how to do it quicker, much quicker than you could do it on your own. But just have the big B, the belief, the big B belief. You can make money fast. I promise you that much. But you can't make any money at all if you don't believe in your message. I mean, you're not going to do anything. I believe in you. Do you believe in you? Come on. Yes, of course you do. You do believe, right? I know you do. All right. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.